Welcome to the Trifecta, a horse racing podcast, currently featuring picks and analysis for Gulfstream Park by Mike from MHJ Picks. Hey folks, we are back to picking the races at Gulfstream Park. We are going to be looking at 120-21, also known as Inauguration Day. Our focus is going to be over here on Gulfstream Park, though. Looking at race number one. By the way, I had a nice weekend away from the races for a couple days. It's always good to get a little refresh. So hopefully you guys were able to do the same. If you are still playing, hope you got some good winners. So looking at race one, we've got a maiden claiming event, $16,000. Top choice is going to be number three, El Afortunado. Trainer is Angel Rodriguez. Luis Saez on the mount. This horse, a little bit higher level, ran a nice race last out, ran third after having a troubled start. Going to go back to the dirt here, may help this horse improve a little bit more at this level. Second choice, I'm going to look at number nine, Figo, the morning line favorite. Daniel Pita, Miguel Vasquez, this horse also going back to the dirt where he ran at the special weight level, drops to his lowest level. So we should see another improvement, see an improvement here out of this horse. It's a pretty weak field. Those are going to be the two main ones that I would use. You could also look at number seven, Dropped Anchor. Tony Osando, Paco Lopez, another one who tried turf, wasn't successful. This horse has actually regressed each race. Is due for a breakout. Could occur today, but first race, pretty weak race. Going to look to get through it with the two favorites. Race number two, we're looking at another maiden claiming race. This is a 16,000, 7.5 furlong on the turf. Top choice is going to go to number eight, Hardly Social, Safi Joseph and Irad Ortiz. These guys so far in 2021, 54% together. Not too shabby. That's at Gulfstream Park. Overall, they're 43% together. Can't argue with that. Adding blinkers. This horse is dropping in class with the addition of blinkers. Second off the layoff. Gets Lasix for the first time. Good luck getting 4-1 on this one. Second choice will be number six, Sweet Felicia. Looks to be the only real competition for number eight here. Although, this horse ran better on turf than dirt last out after finally getting to turf. Could improve again off of that and really be a factor in this race. Third choice, I would go to a Torpedo just because the race is wide open beyond those two favorites should they have trouble. This horse, Mary of Scotland, 8-2 last time out, so it was bet a little bit. Dropping down in class here, gets turf for the first time. Didn't show much the first time, but Juan Avila is 27% with second-time starters, so he knows how to improve a horse. We'll need a big one, but he would be my Torpedo choice in this race. Race number three, $50,000 starter allowance. Purse is actually only $38,000. Top choice here, I'm going to go with number three, the rhythm section. Or just rhythm section, there's no the in front of it. But first time with Safi Joseph, 26% off a long layoff, 41%. And this horse is coming from the Pletcher Barn where he was a winner last out, or she was a winner. Yeah, he was a winner last out. Out of American Pharoah, this horse can run turf or dirt, and of course, gonna get turf here. American Pharoah horses, as you know, do great on turf. Number four, Chocolate Bar, will be my second choice. Mike Maker and Joe Bravo. Chocolate Bar is coming off a two back-to-back beaten favorite efforts. He was a dual entry last time out. Ran a nice race with Jose Ortiz on the mount. Just couldn't get it done in Aqueduct. Pretty open race. If you want to take a shot on one ticket, I would say just single to three. Then on another ticket, maybe go four deep, including the five and the six. Five is turn of events, first time claim for Trombetta, 14% with Sayas in the mount. This horse lost or ran six last time out, one before that. The number six actually is off the maiden win after dropping, but is second off for Avila. 14% winners last out for him. Interesting choice here. You could even play a ticket with the all button here. Maybe a pick three with the all and save your pick four and pick five with just a couple of the top horses. But again, I think it's a pretty open race, so I wouldn't go too crazy here. Just because anything really could happen. The number two horse is not a bad horse either. So really and truly a pretty wide open race. Race number four, maiden special weight, 40,000. Number two, Skywalking, is going to get my first choice. This horse is out of Liam's Map, $250,000 purchase, second time out for Weaver, 25% angle. This horse is going from a sprint to a route, 19% angle. On dirt, stays on dirt. Paco Lopez stays in the mount. Looking for a better trip and a better performance here out of the number two, Skywalking. Number five, Proud Contender, will be my second choice. This horse has shown a little regression in speed figures, but is primed to improve with Lasix here, has been running in special weight company. Despite the regression in figures, has run a second and a third. So this horse, you know, knows how to be in the race. Would say he's always proud to be a contender. Number one, Joshy Jack for Antonio Sano and Luis Saez, your morning line favorite, your likely favorite, having ran second twice in a row, lost one by a nose, lost the other by a head. Definitely is a logical favorite. I'm just going to look to beat this horse on top, but definitely need to include number one. Race five, we've got a $20,000 claiming race. My top choice is going to be number seven, Aloha Kitten. So Aloha Kitten is coming off a win at Tampa Bay. Obviously has, you know, some work to do facing winners first time out, but out of Kitten's Joy, has improved over time and is not your typical Kitten's Joy type horse, but does have that pedigree in there, and it's hard to ignore, especially off a win. Second choice will be number three, Miss Rote. I'm looking for a kind of a lone speed trip here, and this one could hang on for the win or hang on in the top tier and make it in the money. This horse really looks to be the lone speed, and that's always a good thing. Third choice is going to be number five, Ali de Cavalry, Danny Gargan, Luis Saez. So Danny Gargan is 44% first time with the trainer out of 32 horses, so it's a decent sized sample. Gargan and Saez right now at Gulfstream for 2021, 48%. So hard to argue making that play with those stats. Speed figures are a little bit lighter than the rest of the field, though. Number six, She Fled the Scene, I think is one you have to consider. O'Connell and Gaffleone, this horse has run twice in a row with the same connections and ran second both times. So this horse may not be a winner type horse, but definitely one to use underneath. Has been in the exacta or trifecta 11 times out of 17. And at this distance has actually been in the money 10 of 12 times. If you want to go a little deeper or looking for a little bit better prices, you could look out to number 10, Kitten's Romance. Number 9, Mio My, Momi Momai. That's number 9. Angler and Lannery are actually running pretty well together. 36% right now when they hook up. So interesting choice there. Number 9 could be a bit of a torpedo play, although I won't have him listed just because I think he's a little bit light, but one I would definitely think to use if I'm going to go a little bit deeper on a ticket. Sometimes you get the nuggets here in the podcast versus the written numbers, so always good to check out the podcast, especially it's pretty focused. I don't do a lot of extra stuff like some of the other casts out there, which, don't get me wrong, is fun entertainment, and sometimes that's all you're looking for. I just try to stick to the analysis and you know, hopefully catch you some winners. Race 6, mile starter optional claiming. My top choice here is going to be number 3, Sunny Isle Beach, coming off a bullet work and a win. So this horse actually is 3-for-4 lifetime winning. Looks to be in position to get that done again today. Number 2, Shiny Empire, Gilberto Zerpa, is a well-known trainer out here at Gulfstream. Usually has his horses ready to go. Shiny Empire has 1 first place finish and 2 seconds. Finished a nose off last time to Sunny Isle Beach. Number 1, coming off a brief layoff for Ralph Nix, is Sexy Dream. I think this horse needs to do some improving to make the winner's circle here, but definitely has that opportunity off the layoff and with LASIK. So 3-2-1 is what I'm going to look at here. Would consider going real skinny with that 3 on 1 ticket for a bigger denomination. Race number 7. We've got optional claimers, $16,000. Top choice is going to be a torpedo play. Number 3, Dominate the Moment. This horse goes for Alan Iwinski, J.R. Velasquez on the mount. Interesting here is that Iwinski also trains the one horse, who is the morning line favorite, I believe, and looks to be logical. We'll have him as my second choice. But I'm going to go with the top choice here with Iwinski. Blinkers are coming off. This horse can run late. And what's interesting is he owns a piece of this one. He's choosing to run him against one of his other horses at a bigger price. So I think that is an interesting angle to look at. Number 2, Moni, Jeff Engler, Corey Lannery. We talked about them earlier. This horse was up at the $50,000 level, ran 5th last time out. Has potential for a breakthrough race. This horse originally was trained by Pletcher and then Ward, so they had some high hopes for this horse, and that could be, you know, something to consider here in a pretty open race. Number 7, Rhythmia, is a tepid 4th choice for me. Could be one to leave off, although Safi Joseph 2nd off is, you know, a nice angle looking at this type of layoff, 21%. You know, still has good figures here at Gulfstream. This horse is 1 first, 1 second, 2 thirds here. So at least an underneath play, if anything. Again, pretty open race, I think, the 7th race. Race number 8, we've got a $35,000 claiming race. I'm going to lean on 2 horses here. And that is number 7, Crazy Shot. This horse is dropping way down in class, actually. You know, was probably in too deep of waters to begin with, running the grade 3 Iroquois and then an optional claimer. Won at the special weight at 20-1. So this horse doesn't get a lot of respect at the windows, but buyers match up well. 2nd horse I will lean on here is number 5. Carson City Kid, Kelly Breen, and Luis Saez. This is a front-running type horse. This horse will be involved early. worry about lasting power. We will see if Kelly Breen, 32% first claim, also adding the LASIK should help improve some of that staying power. Want to go a little bit deeper? You could look at number two, Florida Endeavor, Fernando Abreu and Tyler Gaffleone. This horse won on debut with Saez on the mount. You know, tough to say that was a kind of a weaker field, but one, you know, you have to look at considering here, considering he won by four lengths in a pretty good, like, closing. Even though they're showing his early speed was okay, he really came on at the end to make it happen. So, going on to race number nine. Mile and a 16th on the turf, claiming race 35,000. Going to look at two to lean on here, although it's a pretty open race, and you can tell by the morning lines that it's pretty open. I'm going to go to number seven, Makisupa, David Fox, Tyler Gaffleone. Going to be second off, which is 25%. One last start, 26%. Has speed figures at figure here, but is off the maiden ways, maiden win, so you worry about that. But I like this play here. Number eight, Candy Flower, Grand Motion, Luis Saez. This horse ran at Tampa last out and disappointed. Had run pretty decently in the Naira circuit before that. Even ran at Delaware for the maiden special weight before dropping over at Belmont. So interesting play for me, Candy Flower. I want to go a little deeper, look at number five. Part of My Heart for Mark Cassie, Edgar Zayas. This horse has a good late kick. Want to go even deeper, you've got a couple more to consider. Number 11, Kelly Can Run for Tag and Paco Lopez. And then you got to look at number two, Come Storming for Maker and Ortiz. It's always tough to leave Maker off. This horse isn't running well. I know the drop will help. I think this horse is, you know, one that will take money that will be wasted. Race number 10, our finale. As usual, they give us an open finale, maiden claimer, 20,000, 5 furlong on the turf. We'll stick to the probably logical favorites and choices here, despite it being one of those ending type races that anything can happen. I think logically, you got to look at the figures, and number 7 definitely has the numbers to figure here, as does number 6, Blankenstein, who is trying turf for Jorge Delgado. Shanghai Bobby should be able to get a little bit of turf. Does have the early speed, which will help at 5 furlongs. Number 8, Discreet Tune will be the third choice, another early type. Running at the same level again as last time, finished third. Definitely one to consider under. You want to look a little bit deeper, or looking for a torpedo play here. I think number 2, Fake ID, is a decent shot at a torpedo play. Getting turf for the first time. They wanted it last time, got scratched off. Second start for Sarah Nagel. Also shortens back and distance. You know, interesting play here. And then, of course, look all the way to the outside if you want to go one deeper to the morning line favorite, number 10. Has run second 3 times in a row. Definitely want to use this horse underneath. I don't know that he can get the win from the outside post. 5-year-old maiden, 14 races in. So, but definitely puts in a good effort and has some ability. All right, going to be a big week of racing. We'll be back all week. Back at it again Thursday, Friday, and then the big Pegasus Cup day on Saturday. So hope we can build up a bankroll for those races. Best of luck to you.